God, my turkey is so good. That was a good turkey, right, Hippo? Wow. Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. And it is the week to be thankful. That's right. It is Thanksgiving week 2025. I hope you're listening to this from home because you're working from home this week. I hope you don't have to work too hard. I hope you're getting ready, gearing up, getting your body ready for that delicious scrumdiddlyumptious day where we all hate ourselves just a little bit, but we feel so good and full and thankful that we can't help but not care. Take that afternoon walk with our cousins, smoke a blunt, and be home to watch the football. I'm on my period, so I feel like my week's going to be shitty. Sorry, that came out strong. We started off hot, Hippo. This is such a crazy week for me personally because you've heard me talking about it for weeks now, months, years, if you've been here long enough. But our documentary, The Limits of Forgiveness, will be out on December 17th. Now ask me, Kelsey, are you done with the movie? No. And that is not normal. Let me tell y'all, when you're making a movie, you are not still editing it weeks before the premiere. Like, we are treating this screening as a traditional movie premiere, and the movie would be done weeks ago. And like, yes, people are editing up until picture lock, like, but holy shit, by the time you're marketing the movie, it should be as humanly close to finished unless you have like reshoots or huge errors or whatnot. But us, we still be cooking. We had a crazy like act three revelation in our shooting earlier this year. So we've been having to edit that in. And when I tell you, I am sun up to sundown spending with Cantor while also in my personal life having a huge shift. I mean, my God, I go edit with Cantor all day. And then I come home and I am putting my house packed away into this giant closet of mine because I am renting out my space while I go live in Europe starting December 10th. So I will actually be in Spain when I do the movie premiere, which is crazy. And like just all the stress that comes with cleaning up your house and putting it into a place where it's like rentable, you know, where it's Airbnb-able. It's weird because I didn't realize, I thought I got rid of so much shit when I moved, but truly I think I just organized it better. So I've been going through all of that. And mind you, I also have two senior cats. They are 15 turning 16 this next coming year, and they had to get transported to Florida where my parents live because they're watching them while I live in Europa, and they're literally in the most perfect place. They're already so spoiled. They have so much room to run around and play and cuddle, and my parents let them sleep on the beds, and like that stress was probably the biggest stressor for me besides getting Hippo to Europe. It was the fear of getting the cats safely to Florida. And so I used a service not sponsored called Pet Commute. And they basically have freelance flight nannies. So wherever they got to go, they got a flight nanny there to take it. And so I had two because you can only have one cat per flight nanny. And so a lovely, lovely woman and her son, who was like a teenage kid, took my sweet Leo and Larry off on a plane from LA to, I think they had to stop in Baltimore, switch planes, and then down to Tampa, which they arrived this morning and they were fine and dandy. But when I tell you, I kept like waking up in the middle of the night being like, I'm about to get a call. I don't know how this would work. I'm about to get a call from a pilot flying a plane being like, ma'am, your cats have escaped their crates. They are a nuisance. They are meowing at everybody and everything. They're on the ceilings. They're in the luggage hold. Please come get your cats. I was having stress dreams about that happening. And I was so excited to wake up this morning and know that they are safely there. And they were such wonderful people, like huge animal lovers. So not sponsored, but like if you ever need something like that, I highly recommend using Pet Commute. So that's my little pluggy plug. And then of course the pluggy plug of go get a documentary ticket. It's $10 for the Q&A afterwards, $15 for the screening. You can watch the screening live with us, or you can watch for 3 weeks after. It's a cup of coffee. It's a breakfast platter. It's you know, one little tiny treat, and you are helping indie filmmaking. You are helping the messaging about survivors. You are helping maybe potentially change laws. That is our goal here. And in conjunction with the research that was done about what we're trying to do, I think we might actually get to make physical laws changed, which would be so fucking cool, you guys. And we can't do that without word of mouth. We can't have that happen without people buying tickets to the screening. So if you could, please buy a ticket. It's so special to me. And I think it's a good movie. I think it's a really good movie. I think you guys are going to be like, holy shit, whoa. It just feels like all the activism I've been trying to do and like the things for women in the world that I've been fighting for, like my whole career, it's so cool to have something this big to point to and be like, I made this movie. Holy shit. And our goal is obviously to sell it to one of the main streamers. And the only way that happens is with proof of concept and numbers mean money, honey. So help us out. Go to moment.co/forgiveness and you can watch the trailer too and get yourself a little tiki. But enough housekeeping.
Don't Google it. There it is. Housekeeping.
let's get into what this week's episode is all about, Hunty. I think we've done variations of this topic before, but I am here this week to prep you, all my confidants, for your debates at home for Thanksgiving. That's right. And if you're listening to this after Thanksgiving, don't worry. You can also slay at Christmas with these. But I know that the holidays are coming up. You know, after Halloween, it really feels like it's like holiday prep season where everyone's mental energy is all over the place. Our nervous systems are totally fried and tweaked. And a lot of us have to go back to unsafe environments where we don't feel listened to, heard, accepted. We have to be around negative energy. We have to be around toxic people. And don't worry, confidants, I got you covered. Your girl has your back. I have been writing down topics that I have been seeing people fighting online about. And I have brought you factual comebacks to armor yourself with for this coming holiday. Also, Hippo just farted and get it out of my mouth. Get it out of my mouth. Phew. Good God, brother. What are you eating? I mean, I know what you're eating. I'm the one that gives it to you. Anyway, okay. So what I have here is a list of things that you might hear from a toxic Republican conservative boo-boo ass relative. And I have given you options. Okay. I have given you an option with a factual response. And I tried to make these all like easy to remember. I didn't want to get too nitty gritty because I wanted them to be like one hit non, like you can't debate them. The facts, these are all from verified sources. And then I also wanted to throw in a little bit of like a slay comeback, like a little bit like of hurt your uncle, you know, like really give it to your toxic mother-in-law. Like you've been biting your tongue and I'm giving you the ammo because, you know, these are also the times that, you know, minority communities talk about where it's like white people specifically, hello, I'm talking to us, that we need to step it up and have those hard conversations. And what better time to do it than when everyone in your family is trying to prep for a nice time? Let's just throw in some chaos, baby. And I think a big piece of the chaos being taken seriously is the confidence, right? And you can only go in with confidence because political conversations, politically charged conversations always get me so fucking fired up that like when I'm around an uncle that I know I don't have any choice to be around and like I could just ignore him, sure. Or I could seriously embarrass him in front of his family and kids. Or I can choose violence. Or I, you know, XYZ. I wanted to give you options. So let's get right into it. These are your Thanksgiving argument response guides brought to you by yours truly. Okay, so the first thing I think is the classic overarching, you're getting into it, you're hearing your I keep going uncles because it's all of those uncles for me. You're hearing your peeps talk about how our generation has ruined the traditional family. Now, what could we possibly say to that, right? Here's something interesting I found out while doing this research. The marriage rates actually started declining in 1970s. That's right. Long before our generation had anything to do with it. In fact, I do believe that is y'all's generation. I'm talking to you uncles and weird aunts and strange cousins. It started to decline in the 1970s because wages stagnated and housing prices skyrocketed. That's right. So I love that because it kind of is just like you can't argue with that. And if they try to, you could be like, you just didn't have internet back then. Like you didn't look it up. You didn't know about it, but I'd be happy to. That's the other favorite thing is like whenever they're like, where'd you hear that? You can literally put these in and like get factual information. Now, if they don't believe news sources, you're up against a harder, a steeper hill, but I still got you. So if you want to give them the accurate response, just the factual, calm, cool, collected, it's actually marriage started declining in the 1970s, which was like way before our generation because of stagnated wages and skyrocketing house prices. But go off. Go off, queen. And my slay response, you know, if you really want to just give it to them, I put, well, the reason this traditional family system died is because it saw Uncle Rick's creepy behavior and said, no, thank you. You know, it's gross. Mm-hmm. That's why this traditional family is broken, because Uncle Rick's a fucking creep. So do with that what you will. You know, tell me, are you going violence or are we going teachable moment? Traditional family, what even is that anymore? We know what it is. It's the nuclear white picket fence dream, mom, dad, blah, 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 kids, picket fence, dog. And all you have to do is like, oh, well, we did have those until your generation started being like huge creepy pedophiles and can't have that anymore. So what are you going to do, guys? Okay, moving on. I feel like this is going to be a hot button topic with our conservative Republican family members. The good old Trump boys, ICE raids. You know what they're going to say? They're going to say Trump ICE raids, they're fixing our borders. Okay. There was a crisis at the border. Okay. I love seeing that on the TV. I love watching my Facebook feed videos and seeing them arresting people, all those illegals. Oh, really? Because raids don't actually fix the root cause. And most people target people that already live here and pay taxes. Border numbers go up and down based on economics, not who's doing like the photo op raids. And that's facts. So blame the economy. And who's in charge of that right now? Oh, yeah, that's right. Your guy. That's right. Your guy. And if you want to hit them with a little sting, we give them the old, nothing says small dick energy like a guy in a windbreaker trying to arrest somebody. Because y'all don't look very slick. Y'all look like you got all of your tactical gear off of Temu, Wish.com, baby. That shit looks cheap as fuck. And your little ski masks and shit. Like, it looks so ghetto. So really, just hit them with the small dick windbreaker energy. Like, oh yeah, that looks so cool. That looks so cool when they get beat up by the civilians in the community who don't want them in their fucking neighborhoods. And these raids have statistically not been proven to change the root cause of the issue. And these are all for photo opportunities, but cute. Cute. Next, we've got a classic. Okay. We've got a classic. Why aren't you married yet? When are you guys going to get married? Why haven't you got married yet? This one is, I feel like this one is something people have to deal with all the time. And so if you're exhausted by this, getting asked this question, I would go just straight to the chaos response, which is making it very awkward for them, in fact. So I like to turn around on them. I like to turn around and be like, actually, how's your marriage going, Vicky? When was the last time you guys fucked? Does he still get a boner? I'm just curious, like, how the marriage is going for you. Like, how would you say on a scale of 1 to 10? And make sure you do it at the dinner table in front of everyone. But if you want to be kind, again, you can say the factual argument, which is like, actually, we're marrying later because your generation made housing and healthcare and education so unaffordable that starting a family for most people isn't realistic until much, much later. Do you want me to be poor and have a kid? Do you want me to raise them in poverty? Do you want me to, my mental health to decline? Because that's what it sounds like you want. Or my favorite, when are you going to have children? Oh, when you're dead. That was actually intentional. I was waiting till you died because I don't want them to grow up in this kind of environment. I definitely don't want them to meet you. That's my favorite answer. But I think these are kind of fun, right? Okay, that is just the tippity tip 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 of the iceberg. So let's throw it to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about what you can say back about Mandami, rigged elections, Epstein files. Yeah, it's about to get spicy.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Mamdani. Okay. Hot button issue, hot button topic. Republicans are pissed. They're saying they're moving out of New York City. 10% of them said, I'm leaving. Bye. Go. You don't care about the community if you're leaving New York City because of who is mayor. Bye. But yes, if your relative has something to say about that, which again is a very exciting and big change for us. I can hear a relative, an uncle, a cousin, perhaps saying something like, oh, the fact that Zohan Mandami just won the NYC mayor's race means like your generation is getting too radical. First of all, radical, what year is it? Radical, dude. Mamdani won with over 50% of the vote in 2025 is what you should say. His victory was not random. It is the highest voter turnout in decades. And the fact that you think the generation is too radical because of that just goes to show you that you're uncomfortable with a shift in voter priorities, because this isn't some one-off crazy random thing. This was intentional. Okay. So many people showed up to make this shift happen. And it just means like you're behind. You're behind on times, honey. Okay, the argument ignores that this win reflects a shift in voter priorities, and that makes you out of touch and old. They don't like to be reminded of their age. And one that I thought could be a little bit of a biting sleigh comeback. You know, I know you hate change, Grandma, but we all accepted what you did to your hair years ago and didn't say anything about how radically bad that was. So I think it's time you just accept and move on. Okay, we did it. I believe in you. Ooh, infantilizing them really hurts too. Oh, you can do it. I know you can. Make it a challenge. No, I believe in you. I think you can do it. I think you're smart enough to do it. I do. And then that implants in their head that if they don't, they're dumb. And I love a subliminal message. Okay, let's move on to election rigging. That's right. You got to love a relative that believes elections were rigged. Oh, anything upcoming is going to be rigged. Just hit them with the stats, baby. Over 60. Do you know how many of that is? 60 court cases found zero evidence of widespread fraud. And both Republican and Democrat officials confirmed the results. Okay? That's both sides, baby. Elections are secure. Okay? That's actually your side agreeing too. And they don't like to hear that. They don't like to know that the call is coming from inside the house. Okay? Just hit them with the facts. Oh, it's so rigged. Oh man, they've got the electronics. They got Russia interfering with it. Okay, what about Facebook and Meta? You're on there, right? You're getting rigged every single day on there. Okay, your pockets are getting fucking scorched being on dragging your shit on Facebook every day. We're talking about trust in the consumer product, trust in the communities that house us. Psh, girl, look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. That's right. And I figured a little biting, a little saucy one that you can say back is, this one's going to your uncle. I feel like his name's Jerry. Uncle Jerry. Uncle fucking Jerry. Always talking about how elections are rigged. Bro, you say rigged every time your team loses. It's giving Dallas Cowboys energy. Points if they're a Dallas Cowboys fan. or if you guys are watching football. And then you get him with another, like, you look like if Jerry Jones didn't have the money. Okay, that man is a funny looking little guy. Even more if they look nothing like Jerry Jones and are like a super tall, good looking guy, you could just be like, man, you look like Jerry Jones if he didn't have money. Because that just means he's little. All right, how about the Epstein files, right? That's going to be a hot subject. That's always on topic right now. That's at all anyone in my old neighborhoods are talking about on Facebook these days. The Epstein files prove there's this global pedophilia ring, okay? That's what it is. Your people were on it ever. You know, it's all over the place. Everyone's guilty. Well, actually, what the documents are showing is that wealthy, powerful people across all political parties exploited legal loopholes in relationships. I mean, it sounds like a systematic failure, right? Like, that's the nice way of saying it is kind of everyone's guilty in this one. Don't try and single us out. Like, you're going to talk about us? Babes, it doesn't look good for you guys either, okay? But my favorite, to go in with a little bit of just, like, a heated debate, you know, because this stuff, you can't really argue against, like, what they did with this. And I feel like you could hit them with the, like, you just sound like you're upset because you're too poor to be involved with them. You just, I don't know, it's weird how much you want, it's weird how badly you wanted to be invited to that. Like, why do you care so much? Like, why don't you marry it? It's just so weird to me that you're so obsessed with it. It's like, I, telling someone that you so could have seen them on the Epstein list is so funny to me. Just being like, and saying it so seriously, like not even as a joke, just being like, oh, out of nowhere, just being like, man, I would not be surprised if Uncle Tony was on the Epstein list. And then just walk away. Put that in your mashed potatoes. Okay, let's get into the trans debate because you know they are going to be saying something about something. We have too many icons out there. There's too many beautiful queens and trans folk in our feeds and on our screens for them to not say something about it. And my favorite, the classic, men can't be women. That's a man in women's clothing. Blah, blah, blah. We can calmly say, hey, listen, gender identity is well documented, biologically and neurologically supported across all major institutions, okay? So that's the calm response. But for some reason, I just feel like that's not going to be enough. So for me, my favorite response would be, while that your understanding of biology stopped the exact same year as your hairline did, got him! That's right. Turn it, flip it back around on them. It's weird that you're talking about biology when you're bald as fuck, boy. Yeah. You should be worried, more concerned about that biology. Okay. Yike. What does that say about you? You know, you looking bald as hell, boy. I wonder if like old men who have been bald for a while still get like insecure about that. Also, there are some men who rock a bald head and I love that. Okay. I just finished watching Boots, that military show on Netflix, and oof, those jarheads were looking cute. Okay, here's another one. People your age don't want to actually work anymore. Rah, you guys don't work hard. Rah. When back in my day, I walked uphill both ways in the snow. Actually, you're hitting them with a lot of actually. Actually, unemployment is near historic lows, and you know we're more productive than ever. People just don't want to work for poverty wages the way you guys did. You know, it was embarrassing how cheap you let them do you like that for. You know, that's actually kind of a meaner response than I meant to say, but you can just say like statistically, unemployment's at a historic low. Facts. Find me where it's not. Show me your little Fox News source, honey. And then I feel like the other thing about that generation is that they stayed in one job their entire lives. And I feel like you can hit them with that, right? Like, sorry, our generation wants to travel and have fun and be experienced and find their passions and not stay at the same fucking desk job at a dental office, Karen, for 47 years. Okay? And your teeth look like shit and your breath stinks. Get personal up in there. Truly, I think like the people discovering their passions and like wanting to be paid fairly for their jobs is not a bad thing. Like, wow, it's almost like you don't want people to follow their dreams and test out their passions. That's crazy. Wild. And you know, it's even better if they're retired too. Now it could be like, yeah, because you work so hard. It must be so hard working the way you do these days. It's just different when you hit them where it hurts, you know? It's a little personal. Oh my God, I have so many more. I need to get through these more faster. Okay. How about crime? Crime is worse than it's ever been. It's so unsafe out there. Okay. That's what happens with this generation. Y'all are so violent. Okay. It's actually been, violence has been trending downward for decades. Violent crime today is lower than in the 90s. Okay. Your headlines are skewed. You're feeding into the propaganda machine. You're feeding into the Facebook algorithm of attention grabbing. Okay. Crime isn't up. Your Facebook feed is just a little racist. People don't like being called racist. They sure don't, especially when they obviously are, but have to like say it in front of other people, especially if there's guests at your Thanksgiving table. Ooh, that would hit them where it hurts. Next, one of my favorites, drag queens and you know, all those drag people, they don't belong in my children's lives, okay? And all those gay books they've got at school and all those queer stories that they're reading, these things, they just don't belong around kids, okay? They can make that decision when they're older. Interesting. Every major medical and psychological association agrees that LGBTQ content is not harmful to children. But meanwhile, the vast majority of abuse comes from inside the home for children. And didn't you used to hit your kids? Even if that's not true, saying that out loud in front of your whole family would be so funny to me. Like, no, actually, Cousin Andrea told us that you used to hit them as kids. And then if Cousin Andrea is not there, even better. But if she is, you'd be like, she would be like, no, I didn't. Be like, oh, wow, now you're going to lie? Interesting. Wow. I know I swore to keep that secret. Go to the grave with that shit, right? It's time to put on your Oscar award-winning performance. Moving on. If you don't want to pray, right? Like if you're feeling this weird religious pressure, which has nothing to do with Thanksgiving, if you ask me, you can just hit them with a solid, like, hey, I'm here for the family, not for the religion. Hey, I'm here for mom and dad. I'm not here for the service. Okay. But if they force you to, you know, if they say like you're being rude or just do it, you can look at them and say, I'll bow my head, but just know I'm silently wishing you're going to go to therapy. And just hit them with the goodwill. Hit them with the, I'm praying for you. Actually, you know, I'm about my head, but I'm going to pray for you to hop off my dick, you know, or make it real awkward. I'm praying that Jesus lets me get laid tonight at our back to school reunion Thanksgiving thing that everyone has around the holiday time, which I saw some discourse on the internet where people are saying that they don't have the ragers, like the blackout Wednesday before the Thanksgiving Thirsty Thursday. Like that's what you're supposed to do. When you're all back home, you go to your local bar and you like make fun of people you went to high school with and look at how much better your life is compared to theirs. Like that's what Wednesday before Thanksgiving is for. What are you guys doing? Are we not doing this? Or are we just like staying home and watching movies? Because I do support that. If you're too tired, I get it. But it really is a nice confidence boost, especially if you're back in your hometown and you're just like, Jesus. Every time I go back, I see like girls that had kids really young and they're just like plastered. Like this is the craziest night out for them. And I'm like, oh, geez, I made the right choice. That abortion was the right choice. How about vaccine hesitancy? Because I know a lot of people are now saying, hey, I can't have you guys over for Thanksgiving unless you guys get vaccinated. Have you done your flu shots? Oh, we just had a baby. You got to get vaccinated. Sorry, can't come over. And if they're like, oh, I don't want to, or oh, I'm not going to show you proof, or oh, I got vaccinated years ago. Okay, mRNA technology has been studied for decades, and if you're worried about the vaccine that we had for COVID, the reason why that was developed so fast was because it was global. It was being financed globally and massively. So a lot of those things happened quicker than they normally would, but no safety was shortcutted. Okay. Think about it. If the whole world is suffering from the same thing, of course, sources combined. That doesn't mean that safety nets were quartered. Safety nets were cut off. It just means we had more eyeballs even looking at it to make sure it was secure. But if they're saying, I'm not going to get vaccinated. No, I didn't get vaccinated. I would say, I promise the microchip isn't going to follow you. Okay. It's not tracking you. You are not fucking interesting enough. Okay. They do not give a fuck where you go. And even better, if you can throw in something personal, like they do not give a fuck that you only leave your house to hit Publix up and go buy some Preparation H. I can promise you they do not give a fuck. Your body is useless data information, health information to them. Look at you. I know that one hurts them because they hate to see it. especially if they're looking a little old and weak and frail. You know, like, ooh, trust me, they are not. The vaccine wasn't really meant for you. You know what I'm saying? If you die an early death, evolution's fine. God, I'm getting really spicy. The media have brainwashed your generation. Actually, it is factual that misinformation mostly spreads on Facebook, which your generation uses. Yeah, we were there for a minute. Y'all stole it from us. And we were like, you know what? You can have it. Young people consume more independent and verified sources than you guys. So it sounds like y'all are just being lazy and brainwash yourselves. So it's interesting. I would hit them with a harsh one when you need to and just saying like, oh, it's so weird that you're worried about brainwash and not your cholesterol because you do not look good. When's the last time you saw a doctor? Turning it around on them and really making them feel like shit is how you're going to win this, in my opinion. But again, that's why I'm giving you options. Okay, you can give them the facts. Actually, most misinformation has statistically been shown to be shared via Facebook. So you're on there a lot, aren't you? I would just take that information and do with what you will, okay? Try another independent source. If you pull, how about this? I'll let you argue with any topic we've talked about if you don't pull up your source on Facebook. How about that? back to the trans argument. Trans kids, they're getting rushed, forced to have these surgeries. Actually, surgery is not done on minors. Gender-affirming care for youth is mostly therapy and reversible puberty blockers recommended by, you know, all the major medical associations. Okay. But, you know, I feel like that's a hard one to say because what they get is from their Facebook. And it's like, I remember hearing one time, like I think this was around like the first time Trump was elected, was the best way to have someone sort of like out their own beliefs is to ask them where they learned that. Like at what point in their life did they learn to feel that way? And it forces them to really like go back into their childhood or the environment they were raised, right? And so like getting back to the core of like, where did you learn that? What happened in your life that made you hate trans kids? Like where does that hatred come from? I mean, is that where did you got that information from? Facebook, the same place that you get oils from your MLM friends, your essential oils come from? Or, you know, you can go with a scathing version. Like, you're just mad because trans kids are looking better than you did at that age and you really got bullied for being such an uggo. And I know that because my mom told me. My mom told me you were an ugly child and that makes me sad for you. But, you know, we don't have to bust out the photo album. We don't have to. We could. Maybe we should. Threaten them with that. La 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 la. How about guns? Oh, guns don't kill people. People kill people. All right, don't take my gun away from me. I will say Thanksgiving is a fun time to like go shoot off guns in the backyard with your relatives. That is a fun activity. But if you're going to do that, know that this conversation might come up and you can just hit them with these facts. Countries with fewer guns have fewer deaths. That's not a philosophy or an ideology. That's just literally statistics. So, you know, just hit them with the truth knowledge, right? Just make them think. You have that information. Let it simmer. Countries with fewer guns have fewer gun deaths. So, you know, and then look at them like, so. And that's the sleigh answer, as I would go with, is cars don't drive themselves, but we still regulate the hell out of them. So grandpa doesn't plow into another fucking Walgreens again, right, grandpa? And that's when grandma goes, and he goes, you just keep drinking, grandpa. See, do you want that man owning a gun? Okay. Right? Look at what we do regulate. It's just crazy that because muskets were part of the amendments of the Constitution, we feel like we can't change it. All right, I got a couple more for you. How about this? All you young people, you're suddenly so anxious. You guys are so sensitive. Cool. I guess we're like shitting on people for being more in touch with their emotions. Like the stigma around mental health awareness has gone down, you know, but life has become more expensive and competitive and unstable. No thanks to this administration. Okay. Just because your jokes are bad doesn't mean we're weak. It just means you're not funny, grandpa. Yeah, I feel like that explains itself. You know, people are too sensitive. No, I think you're an asshole. Like, I think you're kind of a twat who's like mean to children. And that's why I'm not having kids. And that's why they're not growing up around you. So. And I feel like the no contact thing is so funny. Like, that's every mean racist aunt's worst fear is like their kid goes no contact with them. I would just bring that up too. Actually, Lucy told me she's been thinking about no contact with you. So do with that information what you will. So cousin Luce, right? And if you guys can all get in on it, you know, make a team pact in the beginning. In fact, why don't you send this episode to your cousin or your relative that you know you're going to need on your side. You guys can like collaborate with these comebacks. How about if people followed the law, they wouldn't get shot by cops, okay? Cops, they have the hardest job in the world. They can't even just do their job anymore, all right? If people just followed the laws, they wouldn't get shot. Actually, unarmed black men are disproportionately killed even when compliant. And just because you're compliant doesn't mean you're safe, okay? It's like racism at its core, grandma. But again, you might not get the response you want because they're going to blame it on the person's race or violence or blah, blah, blah. And then that's when you hit them with the, I'm going to call the cops on you for that outfit, Carol. You look horrific. Truly, someone should call 911. Like, you look bad. Like, you genuinely looked in the mirror and thought that looked good. That's crazy. That's crazy work. And you can use that for anything, really. Like, your makeup, your shoes, your face, like whatever you need to do to really hammer that home. All right, I've got one more for you. I figured, you know, if things do escalate to the point where you're like, okay, this isn't fun anymore, my tips for a factual strategy always is to deep breath. Keep your answers short and factual. Don't debate feelings because I tend to go for the jugular. You can just stick with the facts. And if you need a good, like, walk away phrase, it's we don't have to agree. I'm just here to enjoy the holiday. We don't have to agree. We don't have to agree. That's like, you can't argue with that. No pun intended. You can't argue with that. We don't have to agree. I'm just here for the holiday. You brought this up. This is yours. You started it. But in my opinion, if things go beyond and you need like tactical chaos, okay, if you're going for the jugular, if you're like, this is my last holiday with these motherfuckers because I'm not coming back next year, I think you can be very smart about it, right? Like, yes, flip the table. Yes, put Visine in their wine glass so that they have diarrhea the next day and then blame it on their own cooking and recipes. Yes, do all of those things. But I think a good, again, like mic drop moment where you just say it and then walk away, get in your car and drive back to your nice, cozy community and house is just, I just think if everyone knew what I knew, they wouldn't be so calm right now. They wouldn't be sticking up for you. What does that insinuate? I'll let you guys decide, right? If everyone here knew what I knew about you, Uncle Joe, I don't think they'd be defending you anymore. And then just leave and never see those motherfuckers again. And steal a bottle of wine on the way out. Take your six pack back. In fact, take one of your mom's nicest China bowls. If we're going out, we're going out fucking swinging, baby. Of course, I hope none of this happens to you. But as a early holiday gift, I wanted to give you that ammunition. I wanted to give you those comebacks so that you have the best comebacks to make this week not only fun, but one to remember. As always, I am so grateful for this community. I have feel like I've been not the best podcast host this year with all that's been going on, but I truly, truly am thankful that you guys keep coming back week after week and listening and supporting this. And if you want to support us out through the rest of the year, go grab a tiki, moment.co/forgiveness. It'll mean the world to me. Consider it my early holiday present. I love y'all so much. Bye, confidants. Happy Thanksgiving.